We are joined by our guest. He is the manager of the LA Dodgers, fourth season with the Dodgers, 2016 NL Manager of the Year. He's led the Dodgers to three straight divisional titles, two straight World Series. He was a World Series champion as a player. The Dodgers currently have the best record in all of baseball. They're hosting the Angels this evening. Dave Roberts is my guest. Dave, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Romy. Good to be back as always. I'm doing well.
Good to have you back, Dave. Thanks so much. Coming off a tough loss last night to the Angels, 5-4, Cody Bellinger. Dave was thrown out at the plate to end that game. Let me start right there. When you have an ending like that, does it sting a little bit more, or are you able to shake that off pretty quickly and get right back at it?
I'll tell you right now, Romy, is you know what's funny is that you never like to lose any games, and they all sting. But I might argue that that's probably the easiest loss I've been a part of. And I say that because we got beat, and it's not the first time our club has gotten beat. But I think that if you look at how we competed for 27 outs and you look what it took for that Angel team to beat us, you know, Trout makes an unbelievable throw on a dime from center field. Pujols makes a great play to take down a run earlier in the sixth inning. And then you got that Calhoun play with a speedy Bellinger. So it took that to beat our club. And even that last at-bat by Kike against the closer was a great at-bat. So tough loss, but I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah, I would imagine, Dave. Also, if you're going to lose like that, if you're going to lose playing aggressive like that, you'll probably take that. Dave Roberts joining us. You know, I want to go back to a sequence of games last week. You had the 12-inning game in Boston where your guys refused to give up on any at-bat. They kept grinding until they got that win. Then you get to Philadelphia practically as the sun is coming up. Normally, a team is going to mail in the game after that, but not your guys. They show up at the park. They beat the Phillies 16-2. What do those two games demonstrate to you about the physical and mental toughness of your group?
I think character. And I think that if you look at our 25 guys, regardless of circumstance, situation, how we're playing, who we're playing, Romy, I think that, you know, our formula basically over the last 4 years is, you know, winning by talent, depth, and attrition. And I think we just grind teams down. And you can look at August and September where people talk about dog days, but you never hear that in our clubhouse because our guys just stay fresh and we're just kind of part of our DNA now is we just grind you.
Dave, how do you explain that? I mean, when you've got a massive lead in the division and you're coming off a long game in Boston and some brutal travel, yeah, I mean, guys are going to tell themselves, we can coast through that game. We'll come back the next day. I mean, how do you explain the fact that your guys don't do that, that they never give in?
Well, you know what? I think that it's just understanding that everything we do has a purpose. The details, just appreciating that spring training games matter. And you don't dial it up or turn it up a notch in the postseason. And I can tell you a quick story. It's probably the maddest I've been in our guys, Romy, is my first year in spring training. We had a speaker come in and talk about rules or whatever it was, and we had guys kind of losing focus. And it was a 30-minute meeting, and I just felt that we disrespected our guests. And the challenge for the guys is, you know, we're expected to play 162 games and win 11 games in the postseason and play 3-4-hour games. And if we can't stay focused for 30 minutes when somebody comes into our clubhouse to give us information, then there's no chance we have a chance of winning a championship. So that really is something I think lands with a lot of our guys, and our guys have really taken it to another level.
I appreciate you sharing that story. That's a really interesting story. Dave Roberts joining us. And then you have Cody Bellinger. He goes 4-for-6 in that game that we're talking about, a couple of home runs. I mean, I could pick any number of Bellinger moments to talk with you about, but as you look at what he's doing this season, Dave, what kind of thoughts do you have? How many players have you ever seen put up a season like the one he's putting up right now?
I haven't seen it in person. I think that the only person I can sort of relate to is Barry Bonds, and I played against him when he was so special. But even at that point in time, Romy, he wasn't doing what Cody's doing on the bases defensively. And even in that game you're talking about, Romy, I mean, this is like a guy, MVP, running out an infield single, beating that out, and almost getting to a play down the right field line when we're up 14 runs and selling out. So that's what we're getting from him, and backing up bases and going through approach versus plan and mechanics and all this stuff and being a great teammate. So I really haven't seen it, and obviously we've seen one of the greatest of our generation in Mike Trout, but I haven't seen it up close on a consistent basis.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts joining us. You mentioned Barry Bonds. Dave, obviously he wasn't doing defensively or on the base pass what Cody's doing right now, to your point. But when Bonds was dialed in, when you used to go up against him and he was dialed in offensively and he knew that he was only going to get one pitch, if that, and still managed to turn on it nearly every single time, what was it like to pitch to him and go up against him back in the day?
There was no one better. And I remember being in many scouting meetings. I was with the Dodgers at the time saying, don't let this guy beat you. Pitch to the corners. Don't give in. And I'm standing out in center field, and then you see that 2-0 leak back to the middle of the plate. And it's kind of when guys try to be too fine or spin that breaker too much, then it ends up hanging. And, gosh, I've retrieved or tried to retrieve many balls into the bleachers off the bat of that guy. He was something that I don't know if we'll ever see again.
We're talking to Dave Roberts. Dave, you talked to Tom Verducci recently about the team's defense and the fact that your defense is elite. What makes this team so good defensively?
I think they care. Romy, it's just every pitch, knowing the pitch, buying into where you're supposed to be in a certain time, a hitter, the spray charts that we have. Our guys think that and understand everything is important. And when you really care about every single pitch, being in the right spot, getting good jumps on the ball, throwing to the right bases, that's it. I mean, that's the win. Our guys just basically, you know, care.
How rare is that to value every single pitch, much less every single at-bat? I can remember a star player once telling me, anybody who tells you that they don't give away at-bats is lying. Everybody does. How do you get guys to care about every single pitch, much less every single at-bat?
Well, I think it's just one of those things where you just get it down to the micro, and you got to train yourself because guys get fatigued. Their minds get fatigued as the game goes on, as the season goes on. But to really try to win pitches and understand, and you said it, guys might not say they give away at bats, but you're afraid to get beat in and you get beat by a breaking ball away, that's giving away an at bat. You know, not just an out on the first pitch or not knowing what pitch is coming and being ready to break on a slider when you're playing shortstop or second base or who's covering and switching up coverages. Those things really matter. And I think it's just something that going back to Chris Woodward, who's now in Texas, really ingrained in our infielders. And when you have Justin Turner, Corey Seager, Kike Hernandez, Max Muncy, those are special players.
We're talking to Dave Roberts. Now, you've had a lot of success as a team. Pat Riley, for one, used to talk about it in the past, the disease of more and how success makes it tougher for guys to sacrifice for the team. Yet it seems like you've been able to get guys to continue to do that. How do you avoid the disease of more? Like, I know we're talking about similar things, but what about the disease of more? How do you prevent that?
Well, I think that it's just trying to be a servant and trying to get our guys to be great teammates. And when we speak a lot, and mostly, Romy, we talk about the little things and things that we've touched on already. I think that the slug, the strikeouts, the wins individually for a pitcher, all that stuff comes natural for a player. But when you're talking about picking guys, backing up bases, base running, buying into a team offensive approach, taking a walk when they're giving it to you, running the bases the right way, going first and third, those things I think that we really push hard on, and that kind of allows for the more, because the more a lot of times becomes individual-based, and that's natural, and that's going to happen.
Dodgers have the best record in baseball right now. Their manager, Dave Roberts, joins me for a couple of more moments. Yesterday, the team announced, Dave, plans for a renovation of Dodger Stadium. Now, when you're talking about major or any kind of renovation to any venue, it's serious. But when you're talking about renovations to Dodger Stadium, one of the most famous venues in any sport, how careful is that process, and how excited are you for the plans?
I'll tell you, starting with Mark Walter, Stan Kasten, and Janet Marie, who is kind of overseeing the renovation, they're going to nail it. And Janet Marie did the renovation with the Red Sox and Camden Yards. And so she is just a genius. And you're exactly right. This is an iconic venue. And to get it right, to maintain what we know as Dodger Stadium has got to be the most important thing. But now you're layering in, you know, the fan experience and going forward and looking out 20, 30, 40 years and making it more fan-friendly, the concourse, to be able to walk Dodger Stadium all the way around, the escalators, elevators, to have social settings and craft beer stations, it's going to be a special place. And to host the All-Star Game next year, to be able to showcase our great city, it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
That's amazing. Now, part of the renovation also is the addition of a statue of Sandy Koufax. Now, you and I have talked in the past, right? And I can even see your response already. We've talked in the past about the tradition of the Dodgers. I know the reverence and the love you have for it. When you get a chance to think about the history of the team and guys like Sandy, do you still get goosebumps?
I get goosebumps every time I hear that name, or let alone when I have him come into my office and share a glass of red wine with him. And this guy, as you well know, Romy, is so humble, wants to be in the shadow, in the background. And there's no background when you've got a statue, a well-deserved statue coming of yourself in front of Dodger Stadium next to Jackie Robinson. And there's no two better people that represent our great organization. So I can't wait to be there for that unveiling.
Dave, what's that like? I mean, you've been with the best. You've played with the best. You've gone up against the best. You've managed some of the best. But there's nobody like Sandy and that kind of it. Like, what's it like to have a glass of red wine in your office with Sandy? And what do you guys talk about?
It's like it's royalty. And I say that, and I mean it in the best possible way. And I know Sandy would hate me for even saying that. But it's like I've never met a president of the United States, but it's like you just feel like you're around royalty and you have to act in a certain way when you're around Sandy Koufax, because there's just, he's a good looking, he's just hasn't aged at all. And just what he's done, there's just this aura about him. And like I said, we've all been around great celebrity people that are iconic, but Sandy Koufax, there's just kind of this untouchable type feeling that you get with Sandy, and there's this aura which I just love and I eat up and I get nervous every time I'm around him.
And I would imagine even talking about him right now, Dave, like I get this. I have not spent a lot of time with him. I saw him on a golf course once. Sandy's got that impossible it that you don't know how to describe it, but you know it when you see it. And it's not a Dodger thing either, right? The man just exudes unbelievable class.
You know what? You said it. It's class. That's right.
Dave Roberts, my guest. Dave, one last thought. You've got the trade deadline coming up. I just want to ask you about that really quickly. I know you're focused on your job and getting a win tonight, but what's the next week like for you as a manager and for your guys?
I think it's just keeping us focused, Romy, on just winning baseball games, because I think that, you know, you're always trying to get better. I think that we're all trying to get better, and we can see, and every general manager is trying to do that. But the thing is, though, is that for every addition that you have, you're going to lose somebody. And I think that a lot of times players in the clubhouse, you know, you don't understand that. And you really got to get it right, because there's a lot that goes into team chemistry on the field, off the field, what makes your club better. But obviously the narrative has been bullpen. So I talked to Andrew this morning, and you know, he's grinding, and he's going to do anything he can to make our club better.
The Dodgers have the best record in baseball. They get at it again tonight against the Angels, which is always a blast. Dave Roberts, my guest. Dave, you are the absolute best. It is so great to have you back. Thank you very much for doing it.
All right, Romy, we'll see you soon. Get out to the ballpark.
You got it, my man. Dave Roberts.